for Ron, the Grand's office. I'm just giving you a call to remind you of the call with Ron today at noon Eastern time to prepare you for the Quick Start Real Estate School in Baltimore next week. The number to dial is 712-432-5480, and the passcode is 44039#. That's a call today, Thursday, June 13th at noon Eastern time with Ron LeGrand to get you prepared for the Quick Start Real Estate School next week in Baltimore. The number to dial is 712-432-5480. The passcode is 44039#. See you in Baltimore.
That's Nikki. This is Brian Wolf. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Nikki. We're all going to see Nikki, and my lovely wife, Lynette, is also on the phone. Some of you guys might know us. I know there's just a few people on the call. Just wanted to say hi. This is going to be a great call. Ron's going to be on. Lynette and I are on all of these calls. Right, honey?
Hi, everybody. It's Lynette.
Hello, Lynette.
Some of you guys might know us or have seen us before. We're at all of Ron's events. We're going to be at the Quick Start in Baltimore course, and we're going to be teaching with Ron. And then, of course, we're going to be in the conference in Vegas. So I know there's only a few of us on. Are some of you guys going to be in Vegas with us?
I won't be in Vegas, but we sure are looking forward to Baltimore.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Who will be in Baltimore? Hello.
Hi.
Oh, good, Eddie. You're
I'm with Dr. Landris.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm Eddie Beck, and I look forward to
We're doing like two conventions a year now, but the main thing, that's a lot of different speakers and different things to learn, but the Quick Start is the best because I'll tell you what, that's where Lynette and I started. We're going to kind of talk about this a little bit when we get everybody on the line, but this is the best training in the entire world on real estate investing, and Lynette and I were in real estate for a long time before we met Ron. And we'd seen pretty much everybody. And when we saw Ron, we took a big sigh of relief because I could say, wow, I can finally stop looking for the best training because I finally found it. So.
All right. Well,
right. He is
guys,
awesome. Ron, are you on the phone yet?
I am on the phone. And Brian, you read that just as I wrote it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, guys. Come up with everything off the cuff. No, it's been a great experience. Oh, I guess it's about 9 o'clock, huh?
Yep. Well, it's straight up noon Eastern Standard.
Noon Eastern, that's right.
We got a lot of folks here on our lunch period right now. So, guys, if you got a pencil and paper, get something to write down. If you're on this call, it's because you are registered for the Baltimore Quick Start School. If you're not registered, then you probably are on the wrong call. So, obviously, if you're facing you, you'll know it. Now, I'm going to mute out everybody, and then we'll come back at the end and see if you got any questions just to kill that background noise like we just heard. Okay, there we go. All right, you've all been introduced to Brian and Lynette. Brian, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Well, we're
Ron, you changed our life forever.
Thank you, dear. I'm the messenger boy. You did the work.
Oh.
All right, well, guys, listen up. The purpose of this call is to prepare you for the event. We're all looking forward to it. We're going to have, I don't know how many at this event, probably a couple of busloads from the way it's looking. But we always do well in the Baltimore area. And in case you have not gotten your confirmation for your hotel yet, please note here, it's the Marriott Inn and Conference Center in Hyattsville. That's where we're going to be, and it's also where we're going to go out and look at properties when we get on the bus. And the phone number is 301-985-7300. That's 301-985-7300. And I don't have it here what the hotel rate is, but whatever it is, Nikki's negotiated down as low as she can get it. And please, please stay with us at the hotel. Do not try to drive back and forth from work if you live in the area unless you're very close. It is a whole lot better if you're with us for the whole time. All right. The list I've got here in my hand includes preparing yourself with leads. I'll come back to that in a minute. Let me start with, if you're listening, you should have our courses, which means you should have the Purple Control Without Ownership course. Of course, that's the ACTS course, commonly referred to it. It also includes the sandwich leases and the options. You're going to want to make sure you listen to those before you come if you possibly can. If you cannot, okay, we're going to go through it in class. But those 10 CDs in that course are probably the most important that you absorb. They are the latest, and they're going to include the information that's going to cover a lot of the types of deals we're going to do live in class in front of you. Should also have the green and the red course. If you can, you can listen to the first 12 CDs in the green and the first 6 in the red. That's all you need to listen to right now. And if you can't get it done, again, we're going to give you a 325-page manual when you get there, which will have the tools that you need in it as well.
And what's so exciting about that Control Without Ownership, guys, that's a newer course, obviously, and Ron is so on top of the cutting edge. Ron is doing the business currently, and that's one of the big differences between Ron and other gurus, and everybody that works with him, like us, are constantly doing the business. And that's what you want. You want people who are out there in the trenches doing what you're doing and have seen everything and done everything before. And Ron just stays on the cutting edge with all these new techniques and stuff that really works in the real world right now.
Well, we're going to prove that to you by doing your deals, which is the next subject on my list here. And that is, we really want you guys to come prepared with property information sheets completed so that we can help you make money. Now, you should have received those sheets by email, but if you did not, A, they're in your Control Without Ownership course. B, they're on your Gold Club website under Resources, under the Control Without Ownership button. And C, you can go on ronlegrand.com, and on the home page there, you'll see a virtual assistant training line. And if you'll punch on that, not only will my property information sheet comes up for you, but you'll also go get a 17-minute training on how to properly fill this sheet out. I've designed that so that you can let anybody watch it that you want to get these sheets filled out for you. But obviously right now I would like for you to watch that 17-minute CD. I'm going to go over the basics with you now, but the good news is if you bring property information sheets with you, there's a real good chance that Brian and Lynette and Scott will sit down and work deals with you one-on-one, talking to your sellers, and or that Brian and Lynette will call them live on the first night in front of the rest of the class. Our whole goal is to try to get you to leave with as many deals as you can, and the more prospects you bring in, the obviouser easier that becomes for us. Every time we do a boot camp, we always create deals, and people always leave with either contracts or appointments to go see the house after the deal has already orally been negotiated. Lynette.
Oh, my goodness. It's so exciting. Ron, you don't even know this, but from the last boot camp, we actually, Quick Start Real Estate School, remember we had put 7 houses under contract. And it was just crazy. The more leads you bring in, the more we are just so ecstatic to call and close deals for your sellers. And you will go home with either a pre-negotiated deal or a closed deal. But we actually, one of the deals we just happened to have, one of our students, we had called one of their leads at the Quick Start Real Estate School. And because they brought in the leads, they did a deal without any money out of their pocket, 0 money down, none of their own money. None of their own credit. They actually made a profit, a check for $4,700 just because they brought that lead in to the Quick Start Real Estate School. It is so exciting. We just love doing this. As a matter of fact, they are going to be in Baltimore, Ron. This is a nice little surprise. They are going to be in Baltimore at the Quick Start Real Estate School, and I believe that they're on the phone call right now. Becky, Fred, Jane, Peggy, Are you on the call yet?
Yes, I'm here. This is Becky. I think we all are, actually.
Oh, hello. How are you? Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hey.
So can you tell them a little bit about that deal that we called for you at the Quick Start Real Estate School? Were you excited that you brought that lead in?
Oh, yeah, and I wish I'd have brought a whole bunch more because it was amazing right before my eyes to see you guys talk through those deals, and people were actually willing to do what you're asking. I would never have guessed that, but it's amazing that they do, and that we happen to be one of them. So we had a house that the lady, she wanted to sell it. She owed 32 on it. The ARV was right around probably 75 or 80. And she, we kind of felt like we were going to give her that. We'd give her that option, 32 for lease option, or we went with 13.5 for different reasons, cash. if she wanted to choose that. And she chose the cash, which we would never have thought that would happen. That tells me not to ever second guess for them. Just let them choose. So but she owes 32. She actually brought more to the table than we did. But we didn't have a dime out of pocket. By the time it was all said and done, we walked away with $4,700, which that's pretty exciting, and now we're excited to make more.
Woohoo! Wow! I bet you were happy you brought that one lead in, huh?
we assigned that deal, excuse me. So we assigned it.
That was an assignment fee. That's right. So that's why there was none of your money, none of your own credit. That is so cool. And we actually, Ron, you don't know this, but we have actually 1, 2, 3, 4 other deals we're working on right now for Becky, Fred, Peggy, and Jane. They're a team.
Well, cool. What I heard Becky say was that she was upset with herself because she didn't bring in more leads.
Yeah. Of course, Ron would pick that out.
Congratulations, Becky. So that brings me back to the point here, guys, and that is if you don't bring in leads, I promise you, you're not going to like yourself when you see other people making money right before your eyes. So let's get to work and talk about how to do that.
And that's why this boot camp is different from anything you've ever seen, is because you see the business happening right before your eyes. We're doing deals. This is not some theory in the clouds. This is actual doing deals right in front of you. Lynette and I get on the phone right in front of you on the first night. So schedule this in, and we put a microphone by the phone so you hear everything they say, you hear everything we say, and we close so many deals for people right on stage the first night. That's one of the most exciting sessions of the whole event, and you guys are going to love it.
All right, so here we go. If you got your property sheet in front of you, you'll notice some stars. Wherever there you see a star, the blank must be filled in. It's not a request, it's a requirement. If you don't get the blank filled in, we can't help you. Somebody's got to call and fill in the blanks, which should have been done on the original call. When you get the stars filled in, you'll see that they are covering the asking price, what the seller thinks it's worth, and the loan information. And, of course, there's a section up there that says your comps, and that's what I want you to fill in by going to a couple of sites like Zillow.com and tell us what you think a property is worth. I'll come back to that in a second. If you look down in the middle, though, underneath the loan information column, you'll see three blocks that have questions in them. These have become the key questions to determine whether it's a suspect or a prospect. And I got to refer you back up a little bit on the sheet you're looking at. You will not be able to ask those questions if we don't get the proper answers in that square with the loan information. If you come and we don't know whether it's what the loan amount is and what the payment is, there's absolutely nothing we can do with this lead. It is a really just a worthless piece of paper. Your entire offer will hinge on those answers. We must know if it's current or if it's in arrears, and if it's in arrears, about how far. That will make the difference between whether it's a deal or not a deal, or the direction we go in trying to acquire it. And we'd like to know if the payment is PITI as well. That block is critical. And then right below it, we must have a yes or a no to one of the three questions you see in those blocks. If there's a loan on it, if you look in the middle, you'll see that it says, if there's a loan, ask them if they will lease purchase. If that is circled yes when you bring it to class, you've got a potential deal that our team will follow up on and convert to an appointment or a contract. If that is no, then the seller has said they will not lease purchase, and you likely have got a worthless lead. Over on the right side, if the house is free and clear, it says, if the house is free and clear, please ask them if they would consider owner financing. If you have a yes, you have a hot prospect. If you have a no, you have a worthless suspect. If you go right below that, it asks, okay, if they won't owner finance, then will they lease purchase? If you get a no to those two questions, there is not much we can do with it. If you get a yes to one of those questions, we'll follow up and determine whether it's a go or not go. Over on the left, if there's a small gap between the loan balance and the asking price, you should always ask, will you sell for what you owe? If the answer is yes, you just got a free house. You're either going to take the loan over subject to and buy it, or you're going to lease purchase it. We will discuss the difference in class and make sure you're clear on which one applies to you. Please understand we do not need the questions answered in all three of those blocks. If you ask, will you lease purchase it, you don't need to ask, will you own or finance it? We only need one of those filled out. However, if there is a small gap between the loan and the asking price, I definitely want, will you sell for what you owe to ask? And honestly, if you get the answer to that and it's a yes, I don't care about the other two blocks. If they'll sell for what they owe, we know what to do from there. So again, it is very critical that you bring these sheets and we get these things filled out. If you bring them and we have nothing circled, no yes or no no, all you've got is a big gap. Now somebody's got to call them, and honestly, we're going to have so many leads to work that we're going to call the yeses, and I can tell you from experience, it's all we can do to get through those guys. We're not going to have time to go back and work your no's or your incomplete forms. So it's in your own best interest. Lynette,
yes.
In the last boot camp, how many leads do you think you and Brian and Scott worked before we got out of there?
There was 65 leads turned in, and we ended up putting, well, there was 7 under contract and 1 pending by time we left, and out of those 65 leads, there was 50% of them were worked by us.
And that's because we couldn't get to the sellers?
Yes.
And by the time, you know, we kept chasing them, running them, calling them back, we ran out of time. By the way, you don't know, but we also got a bank-owned property accepted in that same event as well.
Oh, yes. And, Jim and Kathy?
Yeah, one of our students is buying that. So.
That's right. And they're going to make like $20,000 on that bank-owned, the ugly house one.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, guys, you can also bring bank-owned properties if you wished. And if you want to do that, they must come from the MLS service. Any realtor can provide them for you. We will talk about how to find the realtors and how to process these leads, and we're going to do it live by getting on a bus and making real offers to real realtors. However, why not go ahead and get some prospects that you think are worth us looking at where you live and bring them? If you want to do that, you'll need to listen to the first 6 CDs in the Red course, which is on wholesaling and retailing. If you bring them, I'll need the listing sheet, in other words, one page. It'll have the picture of the house, the asking price, and all the information about the house, and then I'll need some comps attached to it, which is exactly what you're going to get on the prospects we look at on the bus. You will all receive the listing sheet of the chosen prospects. You will be told why I chose them, why the realtors chose them, and you'll be given the information, and as we go out into the field, you'll be looking at the comps, and we'll be determining what the ARV is based on that, just like we do in the real world. And then by the time that bus trip is over, you will have made offers on all the houses we look at. You will have estimated the repairs. And then we will know when we come back to the class, we'll have all the information, and the realtor will take over and start writing contracts, just like we do in the real world, except in the real world today, we don't get on the bus and go look at them. We don't go look at them at all until they're accepted. I'll show you how to do that in class and the entire process of bank-owned properties. So if you want to bring some, let's do it. I don't need anything but the picture and that information I just told you to bring, and we can sit there and make offers with no risk to you, because remember, you do not put up the deposit even until 2 days after the offer has been accepted by the bank. So it's absolutely no risk. And I guess if you'd want to make some offers, we might as well make them on properties that you can get accepted and make money. We will talk about how to raise the money to buy these things if that's your exit strategy as well. We cover all of that in this event.
And you will be working with realtors a lot more than we used to, guys, on all these ugly houses like we always used to do, but also with your short sales and all of these bank-owned foreclosures. You're going to be working with realtors. Now, Lynette and I, we didn't mention this yet, both used to be realtors. We came from a realtor background, and I also managed a mortgage office. So we had like 40 years of combined experience in real estate before we ever got into this. But even if you have a lot of experience in real estate, guys, Ron's going to open your eyes on so many ways that you can make money in this business that is so beyond most realtors. But you will be working with a lot of realtors, though,
yep.
Too. So.
And if you have a license, come, you're welcome, and I'll show you how to make money with your license as well.
Yep.
All right, let's go over some logistics here. We start at 8 a.m. on every day. So make note, we'll be there earlier on the first day so you can get registered. because we will start at 8 a.m. sharp. I'm kind of a stickler for starting on time. On the first night, we will be making outbound live calls. So if you're going to bring leads, they must be present on that first day because we won't get them in the roster if they're not. The third day is the morning of the bus trip.
Oh, Ron, I was just going to say, one of the deals, you didn't even know about this, but we just got a check yesterday. One of the deals we called on that first night, Brian and I on the live seller call, was with a student who actually is in California. And we had closed the deal. We actually put an option on this home. We did an option for $325. The house is worth about $425, $430. We ended up exiting out with cash out buyer. We have a check that's actually dated just a couple days ago because it just closed. A check for $32,001.60 over $32,000 because he brought that lead in and we closed the deal for him. It is just amazing. We are just so excited to be calling your sellers and closing deals. I mean, the more deals you bring, the more likely you're going to go home with pre-negotiated deals and paychecks. Cha-ching, cha-ching. I mean, we just love this. I mean, Brian and I, we average about 10 deals a month. We're here in Arizona. I don't know if you guys all know us. We're the Wolf Couple, and we met Ron LeGrand over 11 years ago now, and you have seriously, all kidding aside, Ron, you have changed our life forever, and we forever owe you. And we are so passionate about this, and we just love, love, love calling your deals, closing deals for you with your sellers. And we have, you know, we're the king and queen of automation, and we have, like I said, we're averaging about 10 deals a month here in Arizona, and automation and delegation is the key, and I know you're going to be getting into that at the Quick Start Real Estate School.
Indeed. And if you guys are lucky, we're even going to show you a picture of Lynette Wolf out in the parking lot at 3:41 a.m. last week when a fire alarm went off in a hotel she was staying in her M&M pajamas.
Ron, no, I told you, do not show anybody that. Do not show anybody. You're blackmailing me.
Yeah, that's correct.
There was a news crew there, and she was on the local TV.
That's right.
Getting interviewed.
Oh, my. I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Her pajamas.
You're not.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, a couple more things. We are going to be doing structuring deal sessions in class where we're going to talk about your deals, so obviously the more of them you bring, the better. On the last day, well, it'll be all about selling houses, and you're going to learn a lot of things on the last day you won't learn anywhere else, so we got you covered all the way through. Now, you guys need to know that if you have not signed up a guest, and the definition of a guest is parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone in your business, that you may bring one guest at no charge. You just have to call our office and tell us. Now, if you want to bring a second guest that's in that group now, again, parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone in your business, then you can add them for $500. And those same guests can come back as often as they want for a year at no charge, with or without you. And you may come back after the first year with your guest or without your guest for $500 each on any return visit for as long as you wish. And frankly, you're going to need to do that for this event at least once a year just to stay up to date. So just call our office and let us know. Also, if for some reason you cannot make it to this event, please let us know so that we can give your seat to someone else. We are limited by the number of people we can get on two buses, and we will stop taking registrations when we fill those up. And I'm almost sure we're already full to the point to where we can't take any more. So if you can't come, you might free up somebody else's seat. If you know you're not going to be there, just give us a call. All right, I did tell you about comps. You guys are going to need to be able to pull comps. So I think Zillow.com is about as good as you can get. If you can get to the MLS site, that obviously is the best. But if you're not a realtor, that might be a little difficult. Some people use Trulia, Trulia.com. Guys, do you know of a good site they can get to besides these to pull comps?
Yeah, we have RealQuest.com,
well,
Appraisal.com. You already mentioned Zillow, House Values. But RealQuest.com is excellent. It's a small pay service. It's not that much, but it's excellent.
Guys, you're going to need a realtor on your dream team anyway at some point, and some of you guys may be realtors or already know a realtor. And if you can get a realtor who knows how to pull comps well, that's really your number one source. And you're eventually going to have that at some point. But when you're, if you don't have that yet, Zillow has gotten a lot better, and there's a lot of great sources. But if you just pull up comparable property sales and put in your city, you're even going to find maybe some local sites, too, that work
all right.
well.
Well, here's something you guys probably don't even know. What we're going to do at this event is we're going to take your leads and our virtual assistant service, which we have here in Jacksonville, and I'll tell you about that at the event. We got people actually do all the work for you. They're going to call your leads and make appointments for Brian, Lynette, or Scott to get on the phone and close them for you. So we can cut down all of the chasing of people trying to get them on the telephone, and that way we can get through more leads. We're doing that at this event, Brian and Lynette, because we're also going to be doing that at the convention out in Vegas on July 3rd.
Wow, that's great.
That's awesome.
This is a good warm-up exercise for that, so that'll cut down a lot of you guys' time. Guys, again, all your leads will be called on the first day, which is Wednesday, I think, at this event, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, so make sure you come prepared with them. Now, all you've got to do is go on your online sites like Craigslist or any other of your online sites where they advertise houses for sale, and if you don't know what they are, just go to Google and punch in houses for sale in your city, and here will come a whole bunch of sites with FSBO ads on them. Do not call realtor ads. Call FSBOs, for sale by owner ads only, and fill out the property information sheet. In addition to that, I want you to be riding around in areas that you want to work in, and I promise you, the nicer the area, the better you're going to work in it. Don't go into the war zones or the crack areas or the low-income areas. Go into the nice houses. Where most of you live, that's houses that will retail at about $125,000 all the way up to $500,000 or more. And look at those FSBO signs and call those property information sheets and get them complete like I just described. And do whatever you can to bring them. If I were you, I'd get somebody else calling them for you as well. You cannot bring too many of these things to class. Guys, the minimum these things are worth is about $5,000. Some of these things pay off way more than that, like the one Lynette was telling you, $32,000 from a lead that someone brought to class. This is worth your time and effort and a little bit of uncomfortableness to get these things done and brought to us so we can make deals right before your eyes. Whatever it takes, you've got several days. You've got the entire weekend. Call as many FSBOs as you can and bring these things in a pile. Even if they say no, the seller says no, 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 bring them anyway. But please get them completed for your own benefit. We don't make a nickel off of these things. Come to think about it, Lynette, I think we ought to start charging a piece of the action. What do you think?
That's right. We don't even take a cut. I mean, it is just amazing. Ron, speaking of bringing in many, many, many leads, you know, we were talking to Becky, Fred, and Jane, and Peggy. They were the ones with the check for $4,700 because they brought that one lead in. They're going to be at the Quick Start Real Estate School. Fred, I don't know if Fred's on the phone right now, but Fred informed me a couple days ago that he is going to bring in 100 property lead sheets.
Yeah. I've heard that before, Fred. Okay.
But, guys, it's a numbers game. The more leads you bring in, the better chance of conversion you have, obviously.
All right. Well, guys, I'm going to open this thing up for a little Q&A. We're going to be done in about 5 minutes or so or less, so here we go. Let's see how noisy it is. All right. This is your chance to ask us questions.
Ron, is there any? This is Eric Weisgarber. Is there anything that you want us to bring other than a pad of paper and a pen? Do we need to?
A good attitude and leave all your baggage at home and try not to schedule any phone appointments or anything that will take away your focus during the 4 days that I have you. That's all you'll need.
Great. Thanks.
Ron, this is John Finnerty. I only live like an hour and 20 minutes away. You're saying even though I'm close, I shouldn't be driving?
John, you should stay in the hotel so that you can associate with all the other people in the room, start your own little networking groups, don't have to go home at night, don't have to, you know, we start at 8 o'clock every morning, and on the third day we start at 7:45. I just can't imagine driving an hour and 20 minutes every day back and forth. I'm telling you, it'll be worth your investment to stay at the hotel. Plus, you'll have peace. You'll have no interruptions from the honeydews and all the other junk that sucks away your energy.
I'll tell you guys, one of the greatest things about live events is the opportunity to network with other people, hear their success stories, what they're doing. There's going to be a lot of successful people in this room, and you want to be around successful people, like-minded people.
And you might even want to go call a few more sellers that night. You know, I don't know. You might want to study what you learned that day without having a lot of interruptions. So best you stay though.
Ron, this is George Landers from Connecticut. I met you through Tom Orrant. And bringing that sheet, I really didn't know what to – where should we go to? Your website would be the simplest, or you mentioned purple controlling red. I never really heard of that.
Well, you came in through Tom Orrant?
Yes.
Well, that's why. You're a weird breed. That's why. You'll have to.
You lectured. It was a great lecture when you spoke with all those dentists, you know.
Okay. Well, why don't you contact my office and let them figure out what your situation is, because if you purchased the boot camp, you should have these in, and if you got in through Tom, I don't know what kind of deal you had there. So.
Okay, so I should call him. They'll tell me what to do?
Now, ronlegrand.com is where you'll find that property information sheet that I was telling you about.
I'll call your office.
Under virtual assistant training. It's right there on the homepage.
Okay, virtual assistant training.
Okay.
Okay. And we should drive around the area, you're saying, and look at for sale by owner and get as many
as
we can.
And go on Craigslist and all the websites you can get on and email them to try to get their phone numbers and call them and get these things filled out.
Okay, very good.
After the event, I'll have virtual assistants doing all that for you if you want. But before the event, you got to do it.
Okay, thank you.
This is Rachel Binkley, Jamie and Kathy Hughes' daughter. A great website to search and filter Craigslist is searchtempest.com.
Searchtempest?
It's a lot easier to navigate than Craigslist, and it just filters.
Tempest, T-E-M-P-E-S-T?
Yes, searchtempest.com.
All right, good information.
Can you repeat that?
Searchtempest.com.
T-E-M-P-E-S-T. Searchtempest.com.
That's correct.
And that navigates Craigslist and makes it easier to find them?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
I made a note. Thank you.
You're welcome. Looking forward to meeting everybody.
Too. All right, anybody else have a question? Going once? Going twice? All right, gone. I will see you guys in Baltimore next week. Come prepared. You're going to love this event.
What number is the best to call your office?
904-262-0491. 904-0491.
Who should I ask for there?
Customer service.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you.
All right, guys.
Looking forward to seeing everybody next week and calling all your sellers.
Yes, we're so excited to see you guys. It's going to be a great, can be a life-changing event for you.
See you there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.